This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
This is Monique Buchanan, the host of the Welcome Home with Monique show. And on this show, I talk all things real estate. Listen, I want to thank you for tuning in. Well, hello, Las Vegas. It's Monique Buchanan, the host of the Welcome Home with Monique show. And of course, your local Las Vegas realtor. I have a great show for you guys today. But before we dive into that, I want to give some quick shots out, okay, to some of my listeners that have just closed on their property. They're getting keys. They've got their new home here in Las Vegas. They're so excited. We've got the McCree family. They bought in the Southwest area, right over there in Spring Mountain area. And they are so happy. They bought a home, a single story with a pool. And their kids and themselves are going to just have a great time in that pool. I might try to sneak over, but anyways. Also, we want to say congratulations to Francine and Kelvin. They bought out in the Henderson area, and they are extremely happy. They're actually first-time home buyers, so it was such a beautiful thing giving them keys. Also, guys, you remember last week when I promoted my listings like I always do. We had 1025 Clayston. Now, if you remember, that was a property that had a multi-gen attached. Guess what? After announcing that property on the show, I got that bad boy in sale for over list price. $10,000 over list price, to be exact. So we pulled in $750,000 in 2 days off the market. Bam, done. Sellers are happy. Everybody's happy, right? So, and then also, the list that we had over at 5450 Serenity Brook, that was the $1.4 million listing. Yes, we sold that bad boy in 7 days. Listen, guys, properties at that price point don't typically fly off the shelf. $1.4 full price offer, $1.4 million. It's sold. All right, guys. So if you've been thinking about listing your property, we have very low inventory, but we'll get into that with the show today, you guys. Listen, you always hear me say, I have you covered in all 50 states. My brokerage is in 24 countries. And I decided, hey, let me stop talking about it. Let me bring on some of my wonderful team members. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to a couple of my amazing team members. First and foremost, we have my team member here in the local Las Vegas area. She assists me with all of our listings and buyers. In fact, she was the top listing agent for that $1.4 million listing, and that's Miss Alexis Johnson. Welcome to the show, Alexis.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey. And then we have none other than Miss Destiny. That's my Dallas Destiny. So she services the Dallas, Texas area. Hi, Destiny.
Hey, y'all. What's up? What's up?
I love the y'all. So hello. Makes me want to put my boots on. And then we have none other than my other half, my Momo down there in Houston. Hello, Monique.
Hi, guys.
All right. So, guys, these are some of my colleagues in my, you know, in my team. So when you guys hear anybody moving to Houston, moving to Dallas, they've got you covered, okay? So we're going to go ahead and kind of jump in and let them talk about how their markets look, because you guys hear me go on and on about our market here in Las Vegas, which you know I'm still going to do. But let's go ahead and get some insight, right? So let's start with you, Destiny. How is the Dallas area, Fort Worth area market? What is your average home price? You know, how do you guys have a lot of inventory? What does it look like out there in the Dallas area?
All right, so let me tell you, the market out here is hot. When I say it's hot, it's hot. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at the median price, if you're trying to relocate to Texas, you're looking at about $350,000, all right? And I don't think that that's bad at all, because typically when people are trying to move, sell, invest, it doesn't even matter. They're typically looking for a home that they can grow into. And so you'll typically find many homes here starting off 4-bedroom, 2-bath. And I just think it works for everyone.
Yeah, and our prices here in Las Vegas is like $450.
Yeah. Okay, so that's awesome. And then do you guys have a lot of inventory or no?
Actually, because we have so many people constantly moving to Texas every day, if you're looking to buy, we have a median inventory for existing homes, about 2 months time span.
Okay.
And then if you're looking to build your home, oh, we got you covered. I'm telling you, they're constantly opening new communities and new locations, and they're very affordable. So I always suggest, hey, if you got the time to build, why not build your dream home?
Right. And how, and about how long does it take them to build? Out here, we're looking at about 6 to 9 months.
It's the same depending on the builder that you go with. I have various builders that I partner with. And so I even have some where the house can be done within 120 days.
Nice.
And this is because when we're dealing with the market, the hardest thing in the build process is the supply. But
right.
You know how that can go with everything being on the back end and held up. So a lot of these builders who offer quicker build times, it's because they already have the materials on hand to complete the project.
To let the listeners know that if you are moving to Dallas, you have already built those relationships with the new builders. So you definitely need, like you hear me preach all the time, never, never go to a new builder without representation. That's like asking when you're going to court, asking the opposing attorney to represent you. No, the people, when you walk in, they see you. They're nice, but guess what? They represent the builder, okay? So that's the opposing attorney. And speaking of attorneys,
right.
Destiny. So what I love about Destiny, you guys, is that she is also an attorney. So you want to speak a little bit about how that, you know, how you help your clients as far as that goes with offering trust and wills and getting things in place?
Yes. So actually, I have a background in law. I have a master's in law, actually.
Nice.
And what I do is I help my clients be able to secure their assets. So whether it's your home or any other investment property you have, I help you create a trust so that you can avoid probate. So I typically tell my clients this is the best thing to do because we never think about what's going to happen after we expire, you know? And so I think it's very important to have things in place so that you're covered all around.
Absolutely. So you hear that, listeners, if you guys have property out in Texas and you're listening to her and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I want to get my, you know, property secured, you can reach her at 702-984-3700. Or if you're looking to just move to, you know, anywhere in the 50 states. But today we've got my Texas Connect on. So if you're looking to move anywhere, but especially Dallas or Houston, 702-984-3700, and we'll get you in contact with Miss Destiny and Momo. All right, so we're gonna pivot, Monique. So Hi, Mo. So I've known Monique for many years, and we've actually did some referrals back and forth. And so, do you want to kind of chime in? How is the Houston market? Is it very similar to Dallas? Does it seem?
I was gonna say, Destiny. I thought that was me talking. It sounds just about like what's going on down here. But Houston is a great place to move. You know, the inventory is absolutely down from what it was a couple years ago.
Right.
But because it's so big, you still have options here. Like you're going to be able to find something that you like and that you want.
Right. And so my last client I sent your way, you got her a brand new home, a brand new build. She was a veteran. You took great care
absolutely.
Of her. I do remember that. And one thing that I hear people say, and you know, I was raised south of Waco, Texas. Born in Seattle, raised south of Waco, so I'm all confused. But anyways, you guys have a lot more land. So our average lot size here in Vegas is like 5,000 square feet for the average home. So that when I talk to my Texas folks, you guys, you're like, yeah, we're talking a half acre is average, or you guys are talking about acres of land. So what does that look like as far as the land that they get when they buy the average home in Texas?
Yeah, it really does depend on where you are. Like, because we have some of the more rural areas that are being developed more, so the lots are a lot bigger. But if you're downtown, you're going to be on one of those smaller, you know, 5,000
right.
square foot lots.
Mm-hmm.
So it just really kind of depends on, you just have the options here. And I think that's the really good part about Houston. You have options to be rural, or you can be right in the middle of downtown and kind of get that experience. So,
well, how about the neighborhoods? What can you tell my listeners that are thinking about moving to Texas about the different neighborhoods? You know, what's a family-friendly neighborhood? I mean, what's some insight on the neighborhoods?
Well, I mean, we have, like, Houston, like I said, whether what part of the city you're in, you're going to be able to find basically the same thing. So most people kind of base their decision off where they live, off of how close it is to their job, or like I said, they want to be closer to, like, the the nightlife or right. downtown life. So you really can get what you need in any part, north, south, east, west of the city of Houston. You know, we have a lot of different neighborhoods that are coming up that are absolutely family friendly. Like that is a big thing here. You know, Texas is all one big family, feels like.
No, really.
So most of the community.
Right. That is so true.
Everybody feels like they know each other.
No, so let me chime in on that. Let me just chime in for anybody that's thinking of moving to Texas. I took my daughter and moved back in 2011 to Round Rock, to Austin. And let me tell you something. I grew up in Texas as a young girl. That it was amazing for my daughter, for my children. It's for kids, it's awesome, because even people that don't have children, they go to the local Las Vegas, the local high school games. Okay, Walmart had the high school T-shirts on sale in there. I mean, I love that about Texas. You guys really rep your kids. You guys really have your children's back and support them in whatever it is that they're doing. So I love that about Texas. It was so family friendly. And if you're just tuning in, this is Monique Buchanan, and I've got my team members on, Miss Destiny, Alexis, and Monique from Houston. And she's talking about the Houston market. If you guys are interested, or if you have family or friends that are moving or selling their properties down in Texas, 702-984-3700 is how you can reach these beautiful ladies. 702-984-3700. If you're looking to purchase here in Las Vegas or list your property here in Las Vegas, you can reach me at that same number, 702-984-3700, or my IG at Realtor Monique Buchanan, or my YouTube channel, Welcome Home with Monique. So let's get back into it, Mo. So how about listings? Do you service listings as well? What if some of my listeners are ready to just let go of their properties there in Texas? Are you able to service?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm going to handle any of your real estate needs, from listing, if you're a first-time home buyer, if you're a luxury client, you're looking to rent, commercial. Right. I handle it all, and I take great pride in making sure that I understand and know my clients' needs so that I can service them the best.
And absolutely, I can contest to that. And as well as you, not to pivot back real quick, but Destiny, do you also do the listings, right?
Yes, I do. I handle listings for investors or people who are landlords out of state. So whatever your niche is, I got you covered.
Yeah, so I only deal with the best. So I'm asking her, does she do listings? And Monique, do they? But I know they do, because they've assisted, you know, previously. But listen, we only deal with the best. They will hold your hand the entire way and walk you through that. So Alexis, you just, and just to pivot real quick to Alexis, you just had one of our listings that you just sold for $1.4 million.
Yes.
How many days was it on the market?
It was not even 7 days. So not even a whole week. It went under contract really fast, and we had a lot of interest in it. So,
and definitely, you're still getting people that are calling,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so we have it under contract, but still show, and I'm still getting showings on it. That market in luxury is up high right now.
Yes, because there's, just like I said, there's such low inventory, you know, especially in the luxury area. So like I'm trying to, you know, make my point of, if you have been thinking about listing a property that is over $1 million, this is the time. Even if you listed prior, you know, a couple months ago, a year ago, this is the time to list, because now the competition is not there. Am I right, Alexis?
Absolutely. Right. There's tons of buyers right now in that market. So,
yeah. So how about you guys, Mo? How is it with my luxury out there? How about my luxury listeners? They want to come out and buy, or maybe they want to sell their property that's worth over $1 million. What does that look like for them? What is the average days on market for that luxury?
Well, it's absolutely time to do that. Like you said, with this low inventory, you know, if you put your house up right now, you're going to have a lot of interest.
So it sounds like, you know, Houston is very similar to Las Vegas, you know, except for the average medium home price. We're $100,000 higher. How about Dallas, Destiny? How is the luxury market out there in Dallas?
It's very competitive. Once a house hits the market, it's going right off. You have people coming in, and they're investing, whether it's cash or finances, over, you know, bidding on the house. And so what happens with that is it just makes the house go by quicker. So I tell people, if you're looking for a luxury home and you're not going to build, If you see what you like, make sure that you put that offer in because it's not going to last long.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about properties that are over $1 million, okay? So we're not talking about the average home, you know, of, you know, $450,000, $350,000. These are the luxury homes that are actually flying off the shelves right now. So like I said, if you are thinking about listing a property that maybe did not sell, this is definitely the time to go ahead and list that property. In fact, Alexis, we were looking at the stats today earlier. How many properties over $1 million are for sale over there in the McDonald's Ranch in Silverado area?
There are zero in the McDonald Ranch right now that is available. Southern Highlands, we have about 40 homes. Silverado Ranch, there's a total of 6 that's available. And in Green Valley Ranch, 0. So it's okay. Very low inventory.
Right. So just like Monique said and Destiny, their markets are very similar. You heard Destiny say, hey, there's basically bidding wars, and we're talking about properties over $1 million. We just sold one for $1.4 million, and it was sold in 1 week. So if you have been thinking about listing, you're in great hands. Monique, Destiny, myself, Alexis, we get pictures taken. Not only just pictures, we do the drone, we do the 3D walkthrough, we're doing it all. We're paying for a huge package to make sure, because you guys will agree, everybody's online, you know, that is the way that they're searching. These have got to be top notch. Right? Pictures, drone, video footage. Alexis did a reel, right?
Yes, yes.
Like a professional reel made. Commercials in the property. So we're going to get it sold. And then not to mention this platform. This platform is very, very pivotal when it comes to selling properties that are over $1 million. Because we're reaching thousands. The whole Las Vegas Valley hears this platform, 91.5 KUMV. So the listeners are spreading the word, and that's how we're getting them sold quickly. Am I right, Alexis?
Absolutely, absolutely. We, like she said, we bring a marketing package to help you get your homes, especially in luxury, sold and in front of the right people.
And that's what it's all about, right? Right, girls? Ladies?
Right. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Yes. So with that, with the buyers that are thinking about coming to Texas, can we touch on what you guys like really specialize in? Like, what's your thing? Monique and Houston, what is your specialty in real estate? What do you really like to, you know, hone in on?
I think I really enjoy the investing part of it, working with investors. I have investors that reach out to me from all over, and I have access to a lot of off-market deals that allows them to get the best deal.
Right.
Which, you know, if everybody makes money, everybody's happy.
So
I truly enjoy that. And I have an engineering background, so that investment piece of it allows me to use my love for numbers to make sure if the numbers work, then I know my investors are happy. So
that's right.
If you're looking to do any flips or even new construction, development, any of that, I can help you with it.
Absolutely. They're happy when that ROI is looking good.
Absolutely.
All right, Destiny, what is your specialty? Can you share that with my listeners up there in Dallas?
So I love dealing with military. I have a background in military, retired Navy. So I get a lot of clients that are constantly relocating and having to sell a home and get into another one and do it smoothly with their family. And so I focus primarily on vets and active duty because, let me tell you, it's hard when you're trying to battle both and you're in between that transition. It's like, hey, I don't know where to go. I need somebody to be a step ahead of me, all right? And so typically, I make sure that their transition is smooth, you know, because there's just different criteria you have to deal with versus your regular conventional or FHA. And so the service member doesn't really have to deal with any down payments or PMIs, and they're more lenient with financing. And so I always tell people, hey, if you can utilize that VA, go ahead and do it. So whether you're selling or you're buying, just know I got you.
That's absolutely right. I love that. And thank you for your service, Destiny. I didn't know that about you.
Thank you. No problem.
All right, Miss Alexis. What is your specialty?
Okay. I love working with buyers. I really have always loved working with buyers from the moment I stepped into real estate. The one part of the buyers that I really like to grab in on are ones that are trying to transition to a bigger home.
Right.
So if they've outgrown one place to get to the next home, mm-hmm. I love working with them, getting that house on the market and then getting them to their next home, making that a smooth transition.
Yes.
And then like I also too love working with first time home buyers. I just love looking at homes. Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time looking at model homes.
And let me tell you guys, let me chime in with this. Now Alexis is here with me in Las Vegas. So we work very closely together. And you guys have heard me say that I'm looking for myself a second home. And let me tell you something about Miss Alexis. She can sniff out a house, honey.
I'm like when you're sleeping or I'm looking in the MLS, I just get joy of just looking at homes, and I know the layout before I've been getting there.
And let me share that with you guys. Now, Mo, Destiny, she's not lying, because I'm like, I feel like I'm her client. And it's funny because she'll right. tell me, well, Mo, we'll walk into the property. Let's go look at something for you, Monique. I said, okay, let's go look at it. I've got one for you. We'll walk in the house and I'll say, ooh, I don't know. I need an office. Well, we could tear this wall down. We could put this over here up. She has that vision. You know how some people can walk into a property and they can just see. Right. Kind of like the on the show. That's Alexis. She can see what can be. Take this down. Put that up. I'm over here like, wow.
Yeah, I just
Alexis,
I love
you
it.
You sure you don't want to come down to Houston?
I'm like, my son's out there in Texas, and I would love. I'm always like interested in looking at homes while I'm out there, just to look. I just love looking at homes.
Yes,
all
yes,
the time. Right. So buyers are my specialty.
Yes, yes, yes. She's okay. always been taking very good care of my buyers. When I, you know, I send them her way. I say, okay, let's, you know, here's some of my KUMB buyers. Take good care of them. I know that they're in great hands. Just like when I sent them your way, Destiny, when I sent them to you, Mo, you know, you guys take very good care of my buyers, and I'm so, and sellers. You guys, and as well as my sellers, I got quite a few sellers. We're going to go ahead and talk about it. I was going to try to, you know, I don't know, not bring it up or just, you know, I didn't know if I should ask. But, you know, let's go ahead and talk about it. Not to pivot off you, Lex. Love that you do my buyers. You love buyers. They're awesome. But real quick, let's talk about them high taxes down there in Texas. Because let me tell you, I've got quite a few of my KUMB listeners that please get me with somebody good. I want to list my property down there in Texas because these taxes are killing me. So one of my listeners that I sent your way, she said she was paying $6,000 a year in taxes for a 1,200 square foot home in Dallas.
Wow.
So can you touch on that a little bit before we wrap it up?
Yes, it's very true. And I like to tell anyone that's going into a home, look at your county guidelines, and, you know, see if you are eligible to be exempt mm-hmm. and have partial your taxes cut down. A lot of people don't know to do that. And so when they're going in to buying a home and then, you know, each year changes, they go in over their head. And so I always tell, you know, my sellers, my buyers, hey, you are eligible for exemption. You just got to see what those guidelines and criteria are for your county because they vary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I absolutely agree. And especially if you're buying a new construction home, just really be careful because you know that when they're building the home, you're only paying taxes on that land lot. And once you add that improvement to it, that's going to significantly increase the taxes that you pay. And I don't think most realtors are explaining that well to some of the clients. And so when they get that new tax bill, you know, everybody's just going crazy. But just be careful, look at it, and just make sure that it's something you can afford because that definitely can make you lose your home if you're not able to pay those high tax bills.
Yes, so even here in Vegas, we with new construction, it's about 1%, right,
Mo? The purchase price, and that's right out the gate, honey. They hit you right out the gate. They don't wait.
Wow. And that's some things that buyers don't even know.
Realize,
they don't realize it, and that's why we're here for you guys to educate you on what you're looking at.
What you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. You don't. That's why it's so imperative that you have a realtor, a full-time realtor that's there, that's, you know, boots on the ground. Okay, we know that this market changes in an instant. Okay, one minute it's a buyer's market, the next minute it's a seller's market, you know? So you need top-notch representation to make sure it's going to save you thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. okay? But anyways, I just want to, what were you going to say? I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
Well, I was just going to say that was one of the main reasons that I got into real estate. Like, I was doing things for my family, but I realized there were so many people that they just wasn't knowledgeable when they're selling you a home, and it's a mm-hmm. big deal when you're buying a home. So that's when I really dove into it and decided that I'm going to learn this industry, I'm going to learn this market, and I'm going to make sure that all of my clients are educated. And they make the final decision, but you're going to have all the education that you need in
right.
order to make it.
That's so absolutely
That's right, Monique. You sound like me, girl, because that's my exact reason. You know, we have to be able to educate our community because, let's face it, a lot of people don't. You know, they want to sell homes, but they don't want to educate on the process and let people know what they're going into. Right. And I always tell people that investments, when it comes to your homes, is wealth, not money. And so you have to know how to invest properly so that you can see a return on your investment. So I wholeheartedly agree with you, Monique. You hit it right on the head. I'm telling
you. Yes,
you did. Okay.
And that was the motivation for this show. Same thing. You know, I tell the story all the time. When I was younger, I was trying to buy a home, and it was from a realtor that just did it part time. And I'm not knocking my you know, counterparts, but he wasn't educated in the DPAs, the down payment assistance programs that he could have put me in. You know what I mean? And you know, led me down that way so that I could have actually secured a home for my daughter. She was 3 years old at the time. I could have had a lot of equity by right now if, you know, he would have been educated in his industry, but he wasn't. So I put 30 offers in and never was able to get a home. But anyway, so that was my motivation, is to educate the community on what they just don't know. You know what I mean? I would hope that they would call me and let me, you know, assist them in any way, whether they're moving wherever in 50 states. But if they don't, at least they know that they heard this education from us, right?
Absolutely.
And Alexis, that's why we teamed up, because she's exactly the same way. It is not a transaction. Okay, that's not what it is for us. That's not what it is for you, Destiny. That's not what it is for you, Monique. These people become family to us.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they know that even after the sale of their property, or if they purchase a property, they can still call us and say, hey, this is what's happening, or my family member's going through this. Help. What should we do? And they will get honest advice as if they were brothers and sisters. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Because that's what we would want somebody to do for us.
Monique, the referral you sent me, now I'm going to start working with her dad.
So, I know.
He's moving this way.
Yes, he is, honey. I've got his house on the market right now. In fact, 2501 Blue Aloe. He has given $10,000 towards closing costs. And that's 2501 Blue Aloe. $330,000 is the list price. 3-bedroom, 2-car garage, gated community.
Nice.
Yes. But so thank you so much for taking care of the client. Miss Jalicia is who you're speaking on. And Destiny, thank you for taking care of the previous clients, KUNV clients I've sent your way. And Alexis, thank you for taking care of the KUNV clients I've sent your way.
Welcome.
So you guys are listening. Just heard Miss Destiny in Dallas, Texas. She is my preferred realtor out there in the Dallas, Texas area, and 100 miles anywhere around Dallas. So we're talking even Waco. And then we've got Miss Monique. She is my preferred realtor out there in Houston. Okay, they are part of my team. And then we have Miss Alexis here that she assists me right here in the Las Vegas Valley. So once again, if you're thinking about listing a property, purchasing a property, buying investment property, we are all here to assist. So the phone number you can reach us at 702-984-3700. 702-984-3700. If you have family or friends that are thinking about buying or selling, you can also go jump on IG at Realtor Monique Buchanan. My website is www.welcomehomewithmonique.com. And you can always reach me on YouTube, Welcome Home with Monique. I want to thank each and every one of you ladies for coming on today. I look forward to doing this again.
Yes.
You guys open to that?
Yes.
Oh, this is great. I can't wait.
Yeah, that way my listeners get to actually hear your voices instead of just hearing me say, I've got you covered in all 50 states. They can actually, you know, hear, hey, this is my Texas Connect. And I want to thank you guys again for coming on. Everybody, have a beautiful weekend. and until we hear from you.
Thank you for listening. Please remember all terms discussed are simply an estimate. My license number is S-1788-46. My phone number, if you'd like to contact me, is 702-984-3700. You can also find me on YouTube. And please join me tomorrow at my church, Living Word Church on Hassel. I'm part of the EXP Realty Group.